Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. There is this one girl at the bowling night who looks distractingly like Maggie Gyllenhaal. I think I mentioned her to you. Not just Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I know, Secretary Maggie Gyllenhaal.
I'm just saying. I think she does it on purpose. I think she's stalking me. Ladies and gentlemen, after an exclusive 3-year tour of Europe, Scandinavia, and the subcontinent, he returns. Kneel before him. He is your president, prophet, seer, and revelator. At the Ministry of Truth, he is Tim Riley.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
A plane that came in the box that somebody had to put together has made an emergency landing in the Fairview. That's about a mile from Churchdale Airport, where it's supposed to land. It stopped against the sidewalk and a for sale sign next to a house that was for sale. The pilot on board not injured, and the plane isn't scratched. This is an RV for experimental plane. It comes with a kit. You put it together, and it flies.
Anybody who flies in a plane that they built themselves, that came in a box in the mail, deserves exactly what's coming their way.
So he wasn't hurt.
There's certain things that you ought to just leave to professionals. Why would you ever fly? There is like some sort of a cut a hole in the box, put the plane in that box. Why would you ever trust a plane that came in the mail that you built yourself? Quit being a goddamn show-off. Leave it to other people. Let people build planes, and then you just get on it, and they take you somewhere. Quit being such an ass, and these things won't happen.
For some reason, people keep stabbing each other. Two people stabbed outside a Circuit City in Clackamas County. Non-life-threatening injuries then. A man was stabbed by a stranger at the Hillsborough Public Library, and the man just ran out of the library for some reason. He came up behind him. He was on a computer. And happened just before 7 o'clock, just stabbed him in the back and ran out the door.
Has anybody here ever been stabbed?
No. I've been threatened with a knife, though.
Really?
Yeah.
When? I apologize.
This is not the day for long stories.
I was just going to say, I apologize, but you can't mention interesting anecdotes like that. It's too bad you can't just sign it to me, and then I could...
I'll send you an email on it later.
Well,
it's just one of those L.A. stories.
Everybody's been stabbed at one point or another. I almost witnessed a stabbing. That's about the closest I can say that. Because you have that story, which I will not make you tell, about having your voice is fantastic.
Thank you.
About the guy being shot in front of your country radio station.
Yeah.
I don't have that. But I do have the story when I was working at a country radio station in Kennewick about coming in. I didn't take smoke breaks, but it was stuffy in a tiny little studio. And every so often, I'd be like, I'll put on this live version of The Thunder Rolls and go outside and get some air. And so I would open the door and walk onto the sidewalk. And on the sidewalk by this country radio station, there were three different cowboy clubs, or, you know, idiot hick rednecks would just go and get all loaded up and then get into fisticuffs with one another. And I walked on just a big, literally steaming, just a big steaming, coagulating pool of blood right on the sidewalk in front of the door of the radio station. And welcome to the lunch hour. Literally steaming. And apparently the cops had just been there and they'd taken some guy away because he looked at some other dude the wrong way, and then out comes the knife and da-da-da-da. This email from Aaron says, Rick, Aaron was at the bowling league last night because we were short, because it's got to be couples, blah, blah, blah. And so we were short one girl who, I swear to God, was in Vietnam for reasons unknown to all of us. Because I guess that's just where you go. What should we do today? Well, I could go to the mall, or we could go to Phnom Penh. So she chose the latter, apparently because she just doesn't have enough tapeworms. So she went to, so we had to get a girl. And that's the other thing, is it's got to be like three girls and three guys. I mean,
it couldn't be like...
I was just thinking that. I'm completing your thoughts for you.
Five girls and one guy?
Well, no, I'm just saying
this bowling league of yours.
Well, I was just saying, I wonder then, I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be three girls and three guys. I guess it has to be three couples, because it seems like, I mean, it's a very progressive bowling league. I would like to think that they are tolerant of all peoples and lifestyles. The point is, we were down one of the girls, and so we called Jen of Aaron and Jen, of Aaron Geek in the City and Jen. And so she came in, and Aaron kind of tagged along with her. And then this hipster chick in a green trucker hat and he's telling her this right now. He says, you're just jealous that the hipster chick in the green trucker hat was making moves on me. It's true. There was this girl there last night. I swear to God, was spending a lot of time hitting on Aaron, and Jen's like a foot and a half away. Jen's sitting there waiting for her turn to bowl. Aaron is just observing, and then this woman comes up. I'm unclear about whether she was hitting on Aaron, but I will tell you this, that Aaron is wearing a Star Trek t-shirt, or not a t-shirt, but a Star Trek shirt, a button-down. And the girl came up and said, hey, I like your Star Trek shirt. And it's like, why would a girl ever say that to a guy? What reason, unless you really are trying to hit on him, what reason is there ever to say, I like your Star Trek shirt? In what reality, because she was not a Star Trek fan herself, in what reality ever would a girl have a reason to say that? Anyway, and then she engaged in this long, like she didn't know anything. Tell me if you think this sounds like she was hitting on Aaron. She, by her own admission, not a Star Trek fan. Has maybe a layman's knowledge of Star Trek, maybe the Star Trek knowledge that you have.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know much about Star Trek.
Oh, I have a little bit more than a little bit.
But you know what I'm saying? She's not a sci-fi nerd. And so she comes up and she says, hey, I like your Star Trek shirt. And Aaron says, why, thank you. And then he kind of looks at me like, what's going on here? And I said...
That doesn't mean that she's hitting on
him. No, wait a minute. But then she said, so, like, I don't know, like, do you go to conventions? And he said, I don't really go to conventions much anymore. But she's all, do you like Star Wars, too? And he's all, I like Star Wars. And she's like, so, what do you think of those last couple Star Wars films? And then they had this long discussion about the Star Wars films. And then they started talking about movies. And then it turned into a whole where she was, like, regaling us some story about how she went to Sundance one time. But it's like... It just, like, out of the blue, for no real reason, she just came up and struck up a conversation with him. Not a Star Trek fan or a Star Wars fan, but just wanted to hear him talk about it. And Jen actually came over to me, and she's like, is that woman hitting on my husband? And I said, I don't know. And then, like, none of us could figure it out later. So, I don't know. So we need Jolie back for time.
It doesn't sound like it.
All right.
It sounds like she was probably just genuinely interested. And it's not every day that you see somebody wandering around in a shirt like Aaron.
She just felt sorry for the nerd in the corner. Oh, come on, go talk to him. He's all alone. Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile,
your microphone is off.
It is.
Yeah, how about now?
Okay.
Meanwhile, a fellow driving a gray Ford pickup hit another fellow driving a white Ford pickup, and guess what? They were both drunk. One was pulling out of a bar, and the other one who he hit had to be cut out of his pickup truck with the jaws of life. Happened in Molina, Oregon, wherever that is. British authorities have foiled another terrorism plot, according to a statement from Constable David Shaw. Police conducted a series of raids across the Birmingham area and had detained several men. What? It just told me I can't do something here.
I just
got the screen of death after being told I could do this. Let's try it again.
Are you trying to fire audio?
I am. Uh-huh. And it's telling me no, I may not. Well, I'm, needless to say, disappointed after being told that all WAVE devices that play files in the current format are in use. Wait until a WAVE device is free.
Oh, I wonder...
Free up a WAVE device and then try again? Well,
no.
We don't have time to come back to that.
Well, no, here's the thing. Now, we are in a new studio here. Now, let me just say this. Now, I have my Card-O-Matic open. Now, maybe you can only have so many instances of Card-O-Matic running.
Maybe you should turn yours off.
Well, more than that for today, because I need mine to play the Ed McCarthy lab.
Oh.
I can play your sound bites for today.
Would you do that for me?
Bill, no, see, if I close mine...
He was so excited to play his sound.
Well, okay, well, hold on. Let me save these. Hold on a second. Right. Let me save this so that I can recover this. Because if I close my Card-O-Matic and then yours still doesn't work,
uh-huh,
then we're screwed. So let me save your news cuts over here.
All right.
No,
I understand you're being helpful.
Just trying to help. Override existing file? Sure. What could go wrong?
So I should close mine. Is that what you're telling me?
No. Don't do that.
You're not telling me that.
No, I'm telling you to do nothing right now, Jim.
Right.
I'm telling you just to hang tight, Tim.
All right.
Give yourself, take a moment. Take some personal time for you.
All right.
Let's see. And, okay. I have saved your news cuts. I have hidden your car keys. I am closing. That made Sarah laugh.
I've hidden your keys.
Give me my fire keys! I am closing the Card-O-Matic now.
Uh-huh.
All right, Tim. Why don't you try playing a news cut from where you are?
All right. So the gist of this is, they stopped these terrorists from trying to kill this army guy, these Islamic peoples. In the UK.
And now you're going to play a soundbite to that effect.
All devices that can play files are currently in use. Please wait until device is free and then try again.
What's a stroke feel like? All right, let me open my Card-O-Matic again. Let's all just take a second, shall we?
Uh-huh.
You know, Sarah, I don't have my popcorn music over here, but you know what was really soothing was that...
We built this Starbucks.
No, okay. Okay,
we
fine.
This Starbucks and high.
Sure. Let's just use that.
You built this Starbucks and
we're waiting.
Oh, okay.
Gonna attempt to load your cuts over here.
Say you won't slow down. Rest at this place. Say you don't know how we grew to this kind of place.
Kill me.
Deep in the mocha, making coffee right.
I'd like to find the people who sang this and interview them. About 5 seconds, we'll be ready. Have you heard? Have I played that sound? That's the guy at the U.S. Bank or Bank of America or whatever it is convention, and he's singing that. He's singing. It's another company fight song done to the tune of a pop favorite, but he's singing the U2 song One, but instead of like One Love, he's singing. He's a One Bank. One checking system. Have I played that for? That's genius. I'll find that playlist.
I don't think I've heard that.
And he's selling it too. He's a big Mike Daisy looking bastard. I'll find that and play. It's a guy in an acoustic guitar, and I think it's Bank of America. I think it's a B of A convention, and he's standing on stage singing this horrific song about Bank of America that is set to the tune of U2's One, and then they just give him like the biggest, the standing ovation fan. All right, Tim. For now, the third time, let's take a run at this story, and I will fire the cut myself.
Once again, here is the first sound bite.
Thanks. Oh, wait, now my computer's frozen. Zing! All right, wait, no.
Last week, over 8 men were arrested at 8 residential premises. Those men are all currently detained at a police station within West Midlands. And I can confirm that just in the very last few minutes, we have arrested a 9th suspect.
She sounds like a woman who would probably take it.
That's a P.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. His name is David.
A total of 8 men were arrested.
Oh, David hates his life. His name is... This is a man?
Yes, this is Constable David Shaw.
Is David... Is England He's different? Is David a girl's name over there?
A total of 8 men were arrested at 8 residential premises. Those men are all currently detained at a police station within West Midlands.
In your
and
face.
I can confirm that just in the very last few minutes, we have arrested a 9th suspect.
Davidia!
What were you going to say about the when you thought it was a woman?
I was going to say that's a woman who'd take a turn. That's a woman who'd take a turn. Beating your junk with a hose herself. You know what I mean? Because that's obviously. Don't you just assume that now? Whenever like the men have been detained. I mean that's code for the men are in a basement with a car battery hooked to their scrotum. That's what that means.
Because with 8 men were arrested
and
at 8 residential premises.
Their nipples
Those
are being electrocuted right now.
At a police station within West Midlands.
In a basement.
And I can confirm that just in the very last few minutes. We have arrested a 9th suspect.
Andy Sipowicz is putting their junk in a vise right now, as we speak, and he's going to be using needle-nose pliers on their ears. And I was just going to say, that's a woman who would gladly take a turn, because she sounds mean. She sounds like an iron lady. That is not a man.
A total of 8 men were arrested at 8 residential
I don't
premises.
Believe the copy is
Those
correct.
Men all
I saw him
at the police.
You saw him speak?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Is this a, is it a shim, do you suppose?
A heme?
A heme? Is he Mexican? Are we going to see heme speak later? I'm just saying, is this a person, perhaps, of mixed
ethnicities?
No. Well, that is also possible. Maybe he's French. That would explain it. What, did he look masculine?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay, let's everybody now. Who's the most masculine person that we can think of that everybody knows?
George Clooney.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, George Clooney.
A total of 8 men were arrested at
That's
8 residential
funny.
Premises. Those men are all currently detained at a police station within West Midlands.
It's no wonder this guy became a cop. He just wants to be able to punch people. This guy
He's
wants to be able to
beat up in the schoolyard.
Punch other people in the sack.
A total of 8 men were arrested at 8 residential premises. Those men are all currently detained
this guy
at
hates
a police
life.
Station within West Midlands. And I can confirm that just in the very last few minutes, we have arrested a 9th suspect.
That's fascinating. I need a picture of this person. All right. David says, what's the next thing?
The investigation continues.
The search operation of all the premises continues and will take, in some cases, several days to complete.
Is he in a training program or something? Is this like the...
Some people have high voices, I guess.
Yeah, you would think that
I actually met a guy this weekend who had a really high voice.
Really? Like a Raquel
like
voice?
Like the highest voice I've ever seen come out of like a grizzly like punk rock guy.
Can you identify this person?
I can't remember his name. They called him like High-pitched something.
Really?
He had one of those like old-school nicknames to go along with it. That was pretty cool.
Making a note to myself to talk about something later. Hold on. Okay. You would think that they would know not to make this person... That would never happen in America. This guy would never be a spokesperson in America. Imagine if George Bush tried to have this person.
The search operation of all the premises continues.
And it was a man. That would never happen. No one would take him seriously. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Constable Shaw said he wants the speculation to stop among the press.
I give to an overall charge of the operation that some of that speculation and some of that reporting is bordering on the unhelpful and is potentially damaging to the investigation and any potential prosecution.
All right. Well, anywho. Oh, Aaron has clarified this girl that we were wondering if she was hitting on him. He says, Sarah, I am legitimately curious and also wanting more hipster chicks to love me. Maybe I shouldn't have read that part.
Isn't he? Okay.
Anyway, she did. Mrs. Claus and I have an understanding. She did wish to continue talking about various sci-fi programs. As I was awkwardly talking about these programs, she did the arm brush against me. Often. Repeatedly. Anyway, the hipster girl became more forward when asking what I was, quote, doing later.
She did not. Did she really?
I was reading the email.
I'm sorry, continue.
Reading the email. She said, hipster girl, Aaron says, hipster girl became a tad more forward when asking what I was doing later. This, my wife, the lovely gem, would not stand for. I did witness this part, by the way, but I don't know what caused it. She walked up to me, did the arm around the waist maneuver that all women know is the, bitch, get your hands off my man. I've seen that happen. The hipster girl did not make eye contact with me for the rest of the night. Well, I don't know.
Huh.
All right. Here's...
Yes?
Nothing? I'll speak more slowly. Tim will be going home after the news hour, kids.
Yeah.
Hey, Scotty, can you please to be joining us for a second? Scotty J.
Hello?
Hello. Oh. Okay, turn down your microphone a little, please.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you so much.
I can't tell on the meter here what's going on, so.
The meter should not be in red.
Okay,
thank you. There you go, you sound fine. So, Scotty, here's what we're going to need you to do. Tim Riley is going to be leaving us at 1 o'clock today to go home and soothe his tired vocal cords. So, at the news breaks at 1:32 and 2:30, we will need you then to be giving us the news updates. So, betwixt now and then, so you got about an hour, just to be assembling some news for us, please.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right,
there you go. That's Scotty J, ladies and gentlemen.
I can hear the fear in his voice.
Seriously. Here's Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
Well, the president used his speech at a Caterpillar plant in Peoria to say America's economy is strong and will be made stronger by people like those who live in Peoria.
Inflation's down. Interest rates are down. Wages are on the increase. Unemployment rate nationally is low. People are working and putting more money in their pocket. And the question facing the country is, what are we going to do to make sure it's strong tomorrow?
Here's my realization about this, because Scotty was making this observation the other day. Scotty was saying, well, you know, the economy is growing. It's booming. It's morning in America again. Everybody's got millions of dollars. And I was...
Inflation's down. Interest rates are down. Wages are on the increase. Unemployment rate nationally is low. People are working and putting more money in their pocket.
All right. I was thinking about this. He could just say that crap because none of us have any way to... How would we possibly check that? Sarah, how would you know?
Inflation's down. Interest rates are down. Wages are on the increase. Unemployment rate nationally...
How would you know to check that?
Look at my paycheck.
That's clearly no.
And I know he's a liar.
That's no roadmap to happiness. So there's no way to verify any of those things. Scotty's saying, how can you check this? I'm saying, Scotty, how do you... Scotty, please turn on the microphone. Please, now, I don't have the Scotty sounder with me.
Right, the mic's on.
All right, thank you. Is it really? I couldn't tell.
I hear it.
Here's a...
I have an echo. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's fine. Your comfort is not necessarily important. Scotty, how do you know, how can you check to see that the inflation rate is, the inflation is down?
The same way that you can not prove that it is not true. In other words, if
yes.
The inflation rate is down...
Yes.
You know, I would have just as hard of a time proving that as that it's really up.
I'm just saying, when George Bush says that that inflation is down, how do you know that that's true? Can you prove that one way or the other?
I would have to do research in order to do that.
Where are you going to do that research?
The internet.
Okay, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. The president said the economy did straighten itself out after 9/11.
And I believe one reason why the recession we went through was one of the shallowest in American history is because we cut the taxes. See, when you have more money in your pocket to spend or save and invest, the economy benefits as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. I'm just making a note to myself. Suburban perspective, Scotty, must do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, two come more here, and then we'll take a break. It's Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
On to B. The U.S. economy is the world's undisputed leader, said the president in his speech on Wall Street today. He gets around.
I'm sorry, this is
New York City.
It's going to take me a second to load this. All right. In the meantime, I will read this this email. Rick, I hate to say it about the bowling alley, but if the place was filled with hipsters, they might have bet her she wouldn't... Oh, that's sad.
Oh, I know what you said.
If the place was filled with hipsters, maybe they bet this girl she wouldn't go off and talk to the geek in the Star Trek shirt. Maybe Aaron was a pawn in their hipster tricks. Next, he's going to be voted prom king. Then we're going to dump pig entrails on him. I'm sure that wasn't the case. I'm just saying. Let's see. What else do we have here? Rick, this is about people inadvertently shooting themselves. Rick, when I worked for the Hard Rock in L.A., the Brinks guy shot himself in the front seat of the armored car while his partner was inside. It took the cops hours to get the guy out because he was locked in there while taking money pickups. The guy was dead, and they still don't know if he was just playing with his gun and shot himself accidentally or decided the Hard Rock was the ultimate place to take his own life. We're not going to have a discussion about the ultimate place to take your life because that might be disturbing. But I'm just going to say that I never really thought about that somebody who accidentally killed himself inside an armored truck can never be gotten out. All right, here's Tim Riley. I have this queued up.
All right. The president said the U.S. economy is the world's undisputed leader.
As we begin this new year, America's businesses and entrepreneurs are creating new jobs every day. Workers are making more money. Their paychecks are going further. Consumers are confident. Investors are optimistic.
I think that's just Jedi mind stuff he's doing right there. He's just saying that repeatedly so that we'll mindlessly repeat it to other people, and then 100th monkey style, we'll all know it.
Congress must be frugal with the taxpayers' money.
I'm going to work with Congress to reduce the amount of earmarks and the number of dollars spent by earmarks in a significant way to earn the trust of the taxpayers of this country and at the same time be wise about how we spend our money.
Okay.
The president says he needs more power to control spending.
I believe I need a line-item veto to help Congress spend money wisely. So I put forth a plan that says the legislative branch and the executive branch will work together to eliminate wasteful and unnecessary spending.
Fantastic. I'm waiting for things to resolve themselves in a glorious fashion any day now. Let's do one more, and then we will take a break.
Alligators and large snakes are becoming popular with drug dealers to protect their stash.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember that all, especially small fingers, they can do a lot of damage to little kids.
Okay. I can't understand a single thing this woman is saying.
I can't either.
I just want to go back to this guy again.
A total of 8 men were arrested at 8 residential premises. Those men are all currently detained at a police station.
What is this guy's name? This constable? Constable David something or other?
Is Constable David Shaw.
Constable, if anybody can find me a picture of Constable David Shaw, I would certainly appreciate it. I want to know what kind of man has that voice.
And remember that all, especially small fingers, they can do a lot of damage to little kids. It's not a pet. These are
I'm sorry, I can't.
And remember that all, especially small fingers, they can do a lot of damage.
What is the first thing she's saying here? I'm missing the first part of it.
And remember that all, especially small fingers, they can.
Something especially small fingers.
Even when they're little, especially small fingers, they can do a lot of damage to little kids. It's not a pet. These are wild.
And then it just ends. Fantastic. There's no...
Oh, that wasn't you? It just cut off?
No, there's no... The beginning can't be understood, and then there's no actual end. It just stops.
Even when they're little, especially small fingers, they can do a lot of damage to little kids. It's not a pet. These are wild.
And that's just done. All right. Shall we break here? It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Take a break. Come back. We will continue with the Ministry of Truth. Later on, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop will do the top five, suburban perspective, and all that. It's the Rick Emerson radio program live from AM 970. Solid State Radio. Stay there.
But it's the wax of the toilet.
there. Hello. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. I found the picture of, many people have sent this to me. Those pictures of Constable David Shaw. That's unfortunate. He's got big-ass pointy eyebrows, too. You can tell he was beaten savagely as a younger man. All right, well done. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley muscles through the AM 970 New News Hour from the Ministry of Truth.
All right. Isaiah Washington returns to the set of Grey's Anatomy tomorrow after a stint in rehab that's lasted an entire week. He hasn't been on the set since the 23rd. Not that his castmates haven't. Apparently, he didn't even attend the Screen Actors Guild Awards with them after he said those.
No, but the one, I forget what it is because I haven't watched that show in forever, but there was the one woman on Grey's Anatomy who just referred to him as the one in rehab. Kind of like on Gilligan's Island, how they just say, and the rest. She said, well, I'd like to thank all my cast members, so-and-so and so-and-so and Patrick Dempsey, and the one in rehab. So I'll tell you right now, man, they're going to write that guy off the show within half a season. I mean, that guy, and you know what? They'll do it in some. There's two ways that you can get rid of a character on a television program, and I've thought about this a lot over the years because really what else do I have to occupy my brain? I've thought about this a lot. There are a couple different ways you can get rid of someone on a TV show. One, and it all is about how the actor leaves the television series. If the actor leaves the television series with a little bit of grace, it leaves on good terms, then they just have the character like move away to Cleveland or something. The character moves, goes off to become a school teacher. The character, whatever, goes and gets married. You can always tell programs, though, whether the character... Where the character's been written out because the actor left because it was a fight about money, because those are the characters that they kill. Like Henry Blake. When McLean Stevenson went to leave MASH, and like, no, you got to stay. And he's like, no, you got to give me more money or I'm going to go do this spinoff. I'm going to do this Hello Larry show, which was set in Portland, by the way. And they said, no, but come on, stay. And he said, no, give me more money. And they said, well, we don't have any more money. And he said, fine, I'm leaving. And what do they do? Bam, Henry Blake dead. Killed him so they can never come back. That's what they'll do with Isaiah Washington, too. They'll have him killed and trampled to death by Clydesdales. And there'll be no returning for that guy. So F him. All right.
Well, I'm waiting for something to do. Okay. Let's go back to B, and you want to reload it because we have some new stories of interest.
All right. I'm not really sure that... Well, we'll see. Hold on.
B that or cuts.
Yeah, it takes...
Well, we'll wait.
You might...
This is like fast food.
We'll just sit. Let me see. Do I have this Bank of America audio ready?
Now I give to you.
All right. Now, this is from a... Oh, it's from MBNA. What does MBNA even stand... Meh. That's a bank, right? MBNA?
Yes.
What does MBNA stand for? Money Bank Nanawa? Well, whatever. Anyway.
Exactly.
So this is from an MBNA, this is from one of their seminars or whatever. Let's see. This is... No, wait. I'm just trying to see if I can find exactly when this took place. I believe this is a Bank of America conference, and they're bringing a guy up, just like they did with the Starbucks song, to give, you know, to fire up the employees. And this is how the guy chewed. This is absolutely real. This is the guy how he chewed. And he's a big, fat, bald bastard. Exactly the kind of guy who should not be singing this song.
And there's one bank, one con, one name that's known all over the world, one spirit, we get to share it, leading us all to higher standards. Ooh. Mm.
How awful is this?
That is so awkward.
Sing it like the Cowboys, or your university, sing it like the Yankees, or as NASCAR, or your speed. Well, it's your choice, your right, to pick a car that shows your heart and your pride.
You realize he's actually singing about the introduction of a new credit card on which you can have a NASCAR face put. That's what he's using the song. By the way, and I'm not a huge U2 fan, but I will say that this is A, a great song, and B, the best of, this is the greatest of all U2 songs. And he's actually using it to sing about a new credit card on which you can have, like, the face of Charles Barkley put or something. Let's continue.
With affinity and will, carry each other, whoa.
He's the whitest-looking guy, and he's being accompanied by a guy in a lavender tie strumming an acoustic guitar wearing a big white shirt.
Have you come to me, Bruce Hammers? Have you come to me, Leah McGee?
Sweet Lord.
Presumably middle management at Bank of America, who think that this
now
is the best...
Now they're smiling and chuckling happily to themselves.
Totally, just sitting there and elbowing each other in the ribs. He mentioned me.
Have you heard about Michelle Shepard?
Oh, God, Rick, stop.
She's leading the team in the Northeast. And we've got Bank One on the run.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard, and it's not even halfway finished.
It's giving me chills because it's so bad. Like, we've got, me want to vomit.
We've got Bank One on the run.
What's in your wallet? It's not Capital One.
One and one?
That's some.
So which card are you?
That's some lyricism.
Integration's never had us feeling so good, and we'll make lots of money. Forever I can sing about trusting and teamwork and doing the right thing.
You, there's no words.
He's having a nervous breakdown.
No, and he's so into it. I'm going to play this whole thing again later. He's so into this. I'm trying to. What does he look like? He looks like
he may have bounced a check.
he's wearing a white. He's doing that thing.
Oh my God!
Yeah, look at how white this guy is.
He's gonna move here. Play it for a second.
He's doing this thing, and I will verify in a second. But have you seen this thing? What is this thing that men do sometimes, where they will have a necktie that they then tuck inside the shirt after the second button? You know what I'm talking about?
Uh huh.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
You know what he looks like? He looks. Is it Frank Rich? Is that the guy I'm thinking of from the New York Times?
He's the editorial writer.
Yeah, but he looks like a thinner version of Frank Rich without horn-rimmed glasses. Just as white, though. Or maybe like an unhip version of Frank Black.
That was my first thought.
Yeah.
We'll live out our core values while the competition crawls.
Go ahead.
They want what we have got.
What is a listener's crowd?
It's only here at Bank of America.
It doesn't even rhyme!
One bank. One card.
I want this to be my cell phone ring.
One name that's known all over the world.
Okay, you know that this guy, and I've had several emails to this effect so far, you know that this guy, this is his go-to karaoke song. I mean, the U2 version.
Yeah, he has been practicing this for years.
For years. Years. Years.
Is it almost over?
This is his corporate knee pads being put on right now as he's in front of this seminar. He's just hoping that this gets him the key to the executive washroom. I'm pretty sure there's thunderous ovation at the end. Let's find out.
One heart.
Holding his hand over his heart as he sings that.
Oh, my God.
And he's feeling it. I mean, he's feeling every single syllable of this. All right.
Filled with spirit. With feeling. Sharing.
I just had the best idea.
Oh, God, what?
Why do you say that? Why do you react to my ideas that way?
Let's have the next listener party.
Because your last idea involved us toting a bunch of boxes and microphones between one studio and the next.
It was genius! We'd have him at the next listener party. Him and the Starbucks people. Okay, now I'm going to say this. No, now listen to me. I didn't even find him anybody to share my idea with you, you stupid head. You'll wait. I mean, I am. I'm just going to wait. This is giving me the best idea.
One bang, working.
Stop it.
To bring higher standards, higher standards.
These songs should be short.
We are one. We are one day.
All right, there we go. Thank you. That's awful. There you go. Thank you. All right, 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Oh, good God almighty. Terrible. All right. What time is it? 12:42. All right, Tim, why don't we continue?
On the countdown for Tim to go home.
Yes. Continue with the news
here. He should not be here. I'm mad at you, Rick.
Meanwhile, despite insurances by the owners of a company that wants to build a crematorium in a Stockton business park, that there will be no smoke or odors to offend those living nearby, Shirley Lopez works next door. Isn't all that sure?
Number one, two, B. All right. Wait. All WAVE devices that can play files in the current format are in use. Wait. Hold on. Maybe that's because I have to close the YouTube thing. Wait, hold on. All right, hold on. And... hold on.
Sitting here, you're cooped up. It doesn't matter if the air conditioning is on. What's in the air is what's in the air.
I don't even know what she's talking about. If you set that up again...
A crematorium.
Sitting here, you're cooped up. It doesn't matter if the air conditioning is on. What's in the air is what's in the air.
All right, so you're breathing grandma, basically, is the point that they're making.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. All right.
Time for a clergy watch.
You sound so sad about everything. You just sound so depressed about all things.
Oh, I guess it would be nice if I could help somebody. I know not everybody. I've got a body like you. Because I gotta have faith. Oh, I gotta have faith.
A man is filing a civil lawsuit against the Chicago Archdiocese and the city of Chicago in connection with his alleged molestation by a priest some 30 years ago. Attorney Philip Ahrens alleges that Father Terrence Fitzmaurice and three other priests gang raped Perry Collins when he was 10 years old.
Perry Collins, as a 10-year-old child, was sexually...
I think we're hearing a soundbite from one of my own wacky voices that I do. A child.
Perry Collins, as a 10-year-old child, was sexually molested, abused, and raped by four priests at the same time.
Oh, that's the worst soundbite I've ever heard. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my... Let's play it again.
Perry Collins, as a 10-year-old child...
Child.
...was sexually molested, abused, and raped by four priests at the same time.
Well, how would that even work? Never mind. I don't... I'm just saying...
Don't ask questions if you don't want to know the answer to.
Well, there is no answer.
Oh, I bet there is an answer. I don't want
to
know.
Don't send it to me. Don't call. Don't email. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Perry Collins, as a 10-year-old child, was sexually molested, abused, and raped by four priests at the same time.
All right, fantastic.
Aaron said Father Fitzmaurice also worked for Mayor Daley's Summer Youth Employment Program.
I've got a job for you.
He had
I got a job I need you to do.
Kids. He paid them money to lure them in for sex using federal funds that were aimed to help poor people.
Is this a real person we're listening to, or
it is?
Are you okay? Well,
he had ghost employees with some of his kids. He paid them money to lure them in for sex using federal funds that were aimed to help poor people.
Okay, now this is this a lawyer you're claiming?
Yes, it is.
Okay, he may be a lawyer, but he also sounds a lot like the guy that I used to pawn some of my household items to when I was a younger DJ, where I'd go in and I'd say, look, how can I get this toaster oven worth no more than $20? And I would say, no, the toaster oven, I just paid $90. Now 3 months ago, oh, you know, depreciation. I can't give you no more than $20 for that toaster oven. It's exactly what he said.
He had ghost employees with
him. All right, anyway. It's Tim Riley. See, listen to this.
It also named St. Precocious Abbey in the Order of St. Benedict.
I'm sorry?
Let's say St. Precocious.
St. Precocious?
Abbey and the Order of St. Benedict.
There's no St.
Not anymore, probably.
Well, let's back up. Let's take two things in a row here. One, St. Benedict. There's something just beyond my peripheral vision there in a story about a gang assaulting of a boy by priests, and they're St. Benedict. Secondly, I will say this. There is no St. Precocious. St. Precocious is made up. St. Precocious is like one of those kooky Eddie Izzard saints. Like when he talks about the Emperor Fabulous. All right. Hey, does everybody know who their patron saint is? We were talking about... You weren't here yesterday. We had this long discussion about Catholicism and confession and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a patron saint? Or do you have a saint that you were named for? Or a saint that you like...
They were St. Michael.
St. Michael? Sarah, do you have a patron saint?
I think so. I don't know.
You know, there is a patron saint of broadcast radio, of DJs. I believe it is the same one that's the patron saint of actors and whores. And it's I think it's St. Genesius. There's the patron saint of actors, entertainers, mimes, whores, and lawyers, I believe. And I'm not making that up. The Catholic Church of Saints for everything. They even have, they have a saint for the internet now. I don't know who it is. But St. Genesius, I think. And I was always fascinated. I was always fascinated and sort of enthralled by the idea that there was a patron saint of whores somehow. That kind of shows you where the Catholic Church, they really do, they really do cover all the bases. Rick, pleased to be sharing the idea spawned from the Bank of America song before you were so rudely rebuffed by Sarah, says Scott from down the street.
Wait, what was it?
I had a brilliant idea while I was playing that the Bank of America song, and then you didn't...
I didn't encourage you because I don't want to hear every single idea that comes out of your head.
Yes, you do.
If you just would have said it, I wouldn't have stopped you, but you stopped yourself.
Tell us
your brilliant idea.
This Rick says, this email says, Rick, three reasons why the guy singing the U2 song is genius. One, the little vocal upticks at the end of each line, Christina Aguilera style. And number two and three, the fact that he uses the lyrics teamwork and higher standards. Any song trumpeting teamwork and higher standards is absolutely fantastic. That entire song is knee-deep in the mocha. You're right. Here's what I was thinking about, though, as we were playing that one bank thing. You know what we ought to do? You know what I'm talking about. No? No? CBS fight song.
Oh.
The CBS Radio Portland Team Spirit song.
And we should get the other stations involved?
You know that it has to happen. And you know that that's a brilliant idea. Now, I know you like
all
to mock my ideas.
Oh, no. I have to say, I was wrong.
You treat my ideas with scorn.
All those guys would be into that.
Seriously. And this is... Okay, how great is this? And think about how long this could forestall our firing. I mean, they gave us T-shirts. That means then we're going to fire us for at least a week. Studio, this will buy us at least 30 days probably before they blow us all out. If we were to write some sort of CBS Radio Portland Team Spirit song... We might actually be able to guarantee employment through the end of the first fiscal quarter of this year. And think about this. We could do the song so that each stanza about each radio station was done in that radio station's format style. The section, you know, like the stanza about couple
so
in a country song. We'll speak ours. Tim will speak ours. Over this the section for AM 970, Tim will be like, blah, 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 AM 970, information to the people, blah, 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 and then it'll, something will rhyme. And then like the, the KUFO part of your metal and so forth. You know that's a great idea. All right. Making the CBS Radio Portland fight song. Rick Emerson, genius idea, must do. All right. Here's Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
A dead body found downtown today looks like a suicide. An old woman on the decorum of a building complex near PSU, close to the 1500 block of Southwest Park blocks. Meanwhile, American Idol has now ventured into Alabama to look for hopefuls. Judge Simon Cowell let some of the band singers have it.
This is kind of number four.
You are an absolutely hopeless singer.
Okay, well then can I try one more song?
No, you have to shut up. I've got no idea what this show is anymore. I'm serious. I've got you standing in front of me looking like some Easter Bunny nightmare experiment. You might as well own up. How old are you?
33.
Gonna ask again. How old are you?
I'm 50.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Are these supposed to be Alabama accents? Because
They're Alabama, yes.
I can't figure out which accents are
you
weird.
You are an absolutely hopeless singer.
Okay, well then can I try one more song?
No,
Alabama.
Shut up. I've got no idea what this show is anymore. I'm serious. I've got you standing in front of me looking like some Easter Bunny nightmare experiment. You might as well own up. How old are you?
33.
Gonna ask again. How old are you?
Yeah.
I'm 50.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Brandy, for an absolutely rotten audition.
You find yourself
like watching that.
Seriously,
like watching it, don't you? Don't you watch it?
Wait, stop it. You know,
we
stop
had
it.
This discussion.
That
don't
I
make
that
me
I
sound
watched
like a
it
liar.
Once. Don't engage in revisionism for wackiness' sake. You know that I only watched
it
the one time.
I really was under the impression that you and Tim both watched it.
You're not under that impression. What would ever have given you the impression that I watch American Idol?
I really
this is one of those relationship moments where it's like, how well do you really know me, Sarah Dillon? You've been sitting across from me for years now. This is like when Laura asked me something, And she asked me a question, and she says, well, you know, where do you, you know, what are you going to get me for, you know, for my birthday or for the anniversary or whatever? And I'll go, I don't know, what do you want? And she'll look at me and she'll go, no, 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 this is a test. This is a relationship test question. What have I been mentioning? What do I want? What have I been talking about for the past month? And then all of a sudden, I got to go through my mental history folder of, like, what has my wife said or what has she been sort of hinting at that she wants? That's one of these, we're one of those relationship moments right now. What have I ever said or done to indicate that I watch American Idol? Ever. Except for that one time that I watched it.
For some reason, I remember when we were working on KOTK, I thought that we had had an American Idol discussion because you and Tim both watched it and I didn't.
But that's not true. You're just making stuff up. This is like one of those childhood molestation memories that a shrink puts in your head that never really took place.
Well, then it didn't take place, but that was my memory that doesn't exist.
I have watched American Idol one time, and it was the time that they had the celebrities on there to do duets. It was Meat Loaf, and then the Prince, I think, was on there. Because remember, we talked about it the next day, and the audience went insane. The audience went nuts that I was talking, and they threatened to never listen again if we continued talking about the... We built this station. We built this station. That's what the guy suggested, the idea for the CBS Radio Portland Team Spirit song.
Wait, let's hear it.
We built this station. Okay, yeah. That's freaking genius. That could be good. We'll have the listeners write the lyrics. Then I don't have to do any work myself and I can hog the glory. Fantastic. We built this station. I will say this about America. This is from Tom. I will say this about American Idol. First of all, I don't know who I find more irritating, Simon Cowell or the people who go. And I think it's him, actually, because who can really blame? I mean, whatever. People want to be famous. People want the whatever. They want to be on camera. They want to be on TV or something. But don't you just find yourself listening to that show or just seeing snippets of it and just wishing that someone would rush Simon Cowell and just set him on fire? Think about how satisfying. Think about how many people would watch that on YouTube. Here, Simon Cowell set on fire and then kicked down a hill. I'd watch that. Let's do like two more here, and then we will bid a fond farewell to Tim Riley for today.
I'm planning to rid Minnesota's highways of deer. Well, here's a new plan. They're going to use wolf urine. Bob Weinholz holds a...
Still like Wolf Blitzer,
yes,
brother.
Apparently. He's going to explore the use of either real or synthetic wolf urine from predators along roadways to see if it cuts down the number of deer vehicle crashes. So far, there have been 4,100 deer vehicle crashes in the past year. Nationwide, such crashes are estimated to cause $1.4 billion in damage, death, and injury annually. Meanwhile, immigrants to the small Quebec town of Harrisville must not stone women in public, burn them alive, or throw acid on them, according to a new rule set in the local council. The declaration published on the town's website is deep in debate in the predominantly French-speaking Canadian province of how tolerant Quebecers will be toward Islamics moving in. We consider them, we don't want them killing women anymore. Stoning them in public, burning them alive, or burning them with acid.
Islam is a religion of peace.
Right.
All right. I think we're done, Tim.
I think we are.
Yeah. I think Tim's going to head home for today. All right. Go home and rest up, my friend. Recuperate. All right. We're going to bid a fond farewell to Tim Riley. We will continue. Here's what's coming up. We got Jim... The hell was that?
His goodbye.
Okay. That's the Tim Riley shut-off noise. Tim Riley is turned off and back in his box. We've turned off the Rilo bot for today. We'll be joined by Jim Roop after the top of the hour. Later on, we'll do the top five with Scotty J, the Suburban Perspective, and Scotty may do a little news for us as well. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Back after this. Don't go anywhere.